Every human being makes thousands, perhaps millions, of choices over the course of a lifetime. And each one has some kind of personal and social impact, says social psychologist Sheena Iyengar. She is the author of The Art of Choosing, a book that sums up over 15 years of her research on the subject.
Choice is essentially the only tool we have that enables us to go from who we are today to whom we want to be tomorrow. Then there's the practice of choice. We engage in the practice of choosing about all kinds of things, really important things like whom should I marry, what career should I undertake, to candy, soda pop, bottled water. At its most core level, choice is what enables us to do things.
And, says Iyengar, at the heart of that practice lies a universal value, the love of freedom, and the wish to exert control over one's own life and surroundings.
No human being says, enslave me. No country says, conquer me. We all look to choice to give us control. But how that control gets practiced and exercised in our lives is culturally determined. We are taught from the moment we're born how to think about choice and how to practice choice.
A 1995 psychology experiment Iyengar conducted with American and Japanese university students bears out her point. When the American students were asked which concepts they associated with the word choice, they almost always said independence, possibility, opportunity, and dream, especially the American dream.
When you ask the Japanese or the Chinese, they think in terms of responsibility, burden, thinking, anxiety, because they really see choice as something that requires a lot of effort and has a lot of potential consequences associated with it.
Put another way, says Iyengar, people in Asian cultures tend to place greater emphasis on how their choices will affect others. People in the West tend to give more weight to what they want for themselves personally. Growing up in a traditional Sikh American home, while attending American schools, she learned to navigate these differences early on.
And there were two totally different mindsets. You know, as an Indian, when you want to do something, the first thing you ask yourself is there somebody that's going to get upset by this choice? And then by contrast, you know, in American thinking, it was no. The most important thing for you to think about is what you want. That's more important. And then you explain it to other people so that they understand why you did what you did. And so there was always this conflict as to which one do you give greater precedence to in what context.
In her own life, Iyengar chose the American way, with a love marriage rather than an arranged one, as her parents did. She and her husband are teaching their 5-year-old to balance his own preferences against a deep respect for his elders' view of what is best for him. It's a balance reflected in the title of her new book.
The art of choosing, as I would define it, is the ability to understand and accept our limitations and at the same time take advantage of the possibilities before us.
Choice is a complex process. That's one reason psychologists, anthropologists, economists, and political scientists have all weighed in on how it works. Choice is so complex, says Iyengar, she has concluded it's possible to choose carefully in at most 5 major life domains. Iyengar has kept herself to only 3 categories: her child, her family, and to the way she studies choice.
It actually is an effortful activity. It's not something that you just take a second and it happens. You have to consult your gut, which tells you how you feel. Then you have to engage in reasoned analysis, which tells you all the sort of pros and cons. And that's usually where you can start examining all the factors that are more quantifiable in some way. And then you have to consult others to get more information, because often the information that you will look towards is much more personally biased. And only then can you really make a, quote, informed choice.
Poorly informed choices can cause suffering on a global scale. Iyengar points to the global financial crisis as an example. She says it was set in motion largely by corporations that chose to sell home mortgages to people they knew could not afford them, and by people who chose to buy homes in spite of their inability to pay for them. Both groups were acting on an economic model that automatically put short-term self-interest ahead of long-term consequences.
But why do we assume that that's the only world we can live in? I mean, why can't people be taught how to think about self-interest in a more long-term way? Why can't we start thinking about choices in a more holistic way and how they're all interconnected? You know, if we think more carefully about this tool called choice and be more thoughtful about it, we can actually improve our lives, both as individuals as well as a society.
Social psychologist Sheena Iyengar of Columbia University is the author of The Art of Choosing, published by Grand Central Publishing in New York. Adam Phillips, VOA News.